And with us by phone is Senator Tom Bach. He represents the 6th District here in Northeast Minnesota. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Pleasure to be on with you.
Well, thanks. Good to say legislative session is going to begin next week.
It's kind of already started for me. I've been in St. Paul the last 2 weeks pretty full-time, kind of getting ready. Had some meetings with the governor. Today he's going to release his bonding proposal to the legislature.
Yeah, I noticed a photograph of you and the governor and a couple of other people at that jobs announcement earlier in the week, too.
So. Yeah, we're trying to. That seems to be the number one thing on Minnesotans' minds, so we're trying to put our heads together and figure out what could we do to help encourage employers to pull the trigger and do some additional hiring.
Well, I want to get to that in a minute, but as you know, of course, the gray wolf is going to be delisted from the endangered species list. That's set to go into effect on the 31st of this month. And I'm just wondering, because we have a lot of gray wolves in Northeast Minnesota, what you've been hearing from your constituents about that delisting. Anything in particular?
Well, I think generally people are pleased. I think most people that I hear from think there are too many. The DNR thinks there are too many. The state wolf management plan that we have identifies the ideal population at about 1,600 wolves. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service think the sustainable population is between about 12 and 1,400. And the most recent population survey that the DNR did in the winter of 2007-2008 showed about 3,000. So we're getting more and more conflicts between humans and wolves, and minimizing them actually is probably a good thing for this species so that we don't get ourselves into a situation where we have the hatred towards wolves that we had back in the, you know, prior to the, probably back into the 60s and before.
Well, DNR is planning a wolf hunting and trapping season yet this year, and they'll probably be bringing a proposal to the legislature. What will you be looking for in any proposal that the DNR has?
I think the most important thing is we don't do anything to the sustainability of the population. I mean, you need to limit the taking, but to people that are real concerned about it, I think what people need to keep in mind is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service last year killed 203 wolves that were causing depredation problems, mostly to livestock. And now that federal program has gone away. The number's been going up and up and up. Back in the 80s, it was probably less than 50 a year. And then late 80s into the 90s, it got to about 100. And it seems like there's more and more instances where we have wolf depredation on agricultural property. So that's a growing problem. The federal government's been taking them. They've been spending something north of $500,000 a year on that program to do that. Now it's the state's problem. So between the DNR and the Department of Agriculture, we need to figure out how we handle those depredation issues on agricultural property, control the population, and minimize the conflicts.
Would you expect there to be some in a plan, hunting plan, some difference between northern and southern areas? In the southern areas of the state, there's of course more agricultural land.
I think the taking will probably be more aggressive in the farmland area of the state, where you have those depredation issues and more agricultural property. Probably less aggressive in the north in the natural wolf range, where there's less conflicts.
Well, let's talk about a couple of things in your area of expertise. Budget, taxes. What do you expect to see coming up in the legislative session?
Well, people can expect to see a pretty short session this year. Last year was our budget year. We passed a two-year budget, and fortunately, revenue has been coming in as we had projected it to, in fact, a little bit above. We did, as a result of that very difficult legislative session and government shutdown, and I do want to thank people for their patience. People were incredibly patient at a very difficult time in legislative history here where, you know, the Republicans took control of the Senate, hadn't been in any position of authority for 38 years, and so there were a lot of growing pains for them to figure out how to negotiate a budget with the governor, and so it was pretty difficult time. A lot of inexperience, 21 new freshmen out of the 37 members, so it was very challenging. So thanks to everybody for your patience. And I know many of our businesses, it cost them real money, that government shutdown, as tourists didn't come to the Arrowhead and couldn't get fishing licenses and things. But fortunately, the revenue's been coming in okay. We actually have a little bit extra. So we've refilled the state's cash flow account. We almost have the state's budget reserve up to a level that it should be at. So there's really no new money to spend. The challenge is what we haven't accomplished is enough revenue to pay back the $2 billion that was borrowed from our K-12 schools. the next money that comes in is really committed to that, so there's not new money for anything else. We've still got to repay some of the borrowing that was done to balance the budget. But the good news is that shouldn't be an issue here this year because the budget's in balance. So the other major issues in the even-numbered years are what constitutional amendments might be on the ballot next November. You'll hear some discussion about that. Last year, the Republican legislature passed a provision to put a prohibition of gay marriage into the state's constitution. Even though it's already against the law, they felt some additional protection in the constitution was warranted. So that's the only one that's on a ballot right now. They probably will consider some other initiatives like that, maybe a supermajority to raise taxes, possibly something on requiring a photo ID to vote. Some people have talked about right-to-work legislation. This is a normal bonding year, so the governor's coming out his proposal today, so there will be a lot of discussion about state bonding for public infrastructure. The other thing that normally should come up this year that's important to people all over the state is because of the federal census, every 10 years we redistrict legislative boundaries in the state. So this is the year that will happen. Every legislator in the state has to represent the same number of people, same population, the one person, one vote issue. So the Republican legislature last year passed a pretty partisan map, I thought, without any input from Democrats. And the Governor Dayton vetoed that. The Supreme Court then appointed a 5-judge panel in the absence of the legislature passing a map and enacting one into law. So they've taken, I believe they had 8 public hearings around the state, one in each congressional district, took public testimony. They are developing the map right now. We expect it to be released to the public on the 21st of February. And there's always a lot of anxiety on the part of legislators, and I've told the Republican leaders in both the House and the Senate that they need to figure out how they keep this session short. I actually have suggested we go home before Easter because there's just not a lot to do here. Once the maps come out and members of the legislature see they have all kinds of new ground, cities they never represented before, they want to get their feet on the ground, get out in those communities and introduce themselves to their new constituents. So there's not a lot of appetite, especially from rural members, to be sitting around St. Paul here twiddling our thumbs on things that aren't critical to the state when they've got new constituents to meet.
Senator, Viking Stadium, up or down?
I would like to figure it out. I think most Minnesotans will be very disappointed if the NFL moves the franchise out of Minnesota, but it's not very popular with the public, and I think the Republican leadership here have done a number of things already that probably aren't very popular with the public, like taking away the homestead credit, borrowing from schools. I think for them to take on another issue that's not very popular with the public in an election year is probably pretty problematic for them.
Well, we've been speaking with 6th District Senator Tom Bach, and hope to keep in touch with you during this upcoming legislative session.
Be very happy to call in on a regular basis.
Thank you, Senator Bach.